T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Phil, in particular, he's taking heat for blocking an extended whistleblower protection bill that would have allowed people who worked there to make claims of sexual harassment and give them a voice.
Well, actually, yeah. And what he's taking heat for is that he took a shot at Dianne Feinstein.
Hey, they'd have been better off if he just sort of moved on this, it seems.
But, you know, they are running, competing for a U.S. Senate seat. It's an election. And so he said that, you know, she showed a failure of leadership because she didn't come forward with this letter from Dr. Ford earlier regarding Brett Kavanaugh. Well, you talk about a guy, you know, throwing a hardball and having it turn into a boomerang. I mean, I don't know what he was thinking, that this thing wasn't going to come back and hit him square in the face, because it did. Because while he was state Senate president, there were an explosion of allegations of sexual harassment at the Capitol that led to the exit of a number of lawmakers, but also a real criticism about how the institution had handled sexual harassment claims. Basically, it was handled in-house by committees and that were made up of the very same legislatures that were sitting next to each other. And sometimes the findings were kept secret, and the people later ran for re-election and sometimes got endorsements from those same people. So it was like this big, you know, a terribly handled situation in Sacramento. And like, what are you doing criticizing someone else?
And this whole situation with Feinstein in these last couple of weeks has really raised questions for the more liberal arm of the Democratic Party, because they want to find something to beat her up on. They've been angry about her not sufficient attacks
on
President Trump.
Everything is going to have a political move on this hearing, every aspect of it. And you're absolutely right. They've been saying that she was too cozy with the idea of working with Republicans. But, you know, it's interesting if we, on this, the entire Kavanaugh thing and what happened in Sacramento. It's interesting. I can't remember these situations, whether it's ethics, whether it's finances questions, whether it's sexual harassment, these institutions tend to want to handle them in-house. They do not want to invite the Attorney General in.
Any institution.
Yes.
Let's not kid ourselves. Families,
absolutely.
Businesses.
You want it handled inside. And in the question in Sacramento, one of the issues was, well, if we have the Attorney General or somebody, we don't want that happening. We don't want a law passed that said that outside. Now, they have gotten outside investigators to come in and take a look at these, but they're still under their control. They don't want an outside agency coming in and determining things, because that would, you know, mess up the system that they have or put them all in jeopardy. But it's interesting, I was trying to think, when was the last time the U.S. Senate asked for an FBI investigation into one of its own?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.